Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's a football Friday, and you are going to get smacked over the head with a full hour of just pure Steelers-Chargers breakdown coming your way. And we start things off the way we always do on Fridays with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And Lee coming off of another winning week. Good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. It's going to be fun. Some weird games, college football and the NFL, teams that don't normally play each other. But that's what makes it interesting. Whoever thought that Tennessee and Oklahoma was going to be the big game of the weekend?
Oh, it's the SEC opener. That sounds so weird. Tonight, Lee, we got a little Syracuse-Stanford action in the ACC, buddy. Who doesn't love that? You just got to throw the records out when these two long-heated rivals get together. All right, let's start with the games here. Steelers have a big one this weekend. We'll get to all the games of note locally. Miami, a 17-point favorite, taking on USF. How do you see this one playing out?
So I thought that this line was going to be probably 12.5, 13. The hype on Miami is so big. I mean, I even saw one publication put out that Cam Ward would probably be the number one pick in the draft. So let's not get carried away after 3 games. USF has played Alabama tight the last 2 years. They were leading by a point and trailing by a point going into the fourth quarter in each of those games. The problem with them is they play a hurry-up offense. And when you play a hurry-up offense against a team that has more talent, more depth, eventually usually lose the game. So you want to try to limit the possessions to 8, 9, 10 possessions. When you're playing 14, 15 possessions, usually the better team wins. But their quarterback, Byron Brown, I mean, this kid's dynamic. 26 touchdown passes last year. He ran for 800 yards and 11 touchdowns. Miami has not faced a dual-threat quarterback here. They're going on the road. I think their linebackers can also get a little exposed in coverage, and I think USF will take advantage of that. I think Miami will eventually win the game 35-23, but I think 17 points is just a little too much.
The big game of the college football weekend, as we were talking about, Lee, the Volunteers taking on the Sooners. Josh Heupel going back home to where he won a national championship. The Volunteers are giving 7 points to Oklahoma.
So here's what's crazy. If Tennessee was at home, I would lay 14 points and take Tennessee.
Wow.
But on the road, this Nico, the quarterback, pretty special kid, and he's got 6-7 really good receivers. I don't know how they're going to perform. And based on last year on the road against ranked opponents, they did not do well. They lost by 14 points at Alabama, lost by 29 at Missouri. The look-ahead line on this game last week before Tennessee won 71-0, and they've now outscored opponents, I don't think I've ever seen this, 191-13, went from 3.5 to 7. Oklahoma still is a quality team. They haven't put it all together. They look good in the first half, at least last week. I know that Josh Heupel's going back to where he played and won a national title, where he was fired, so he'll have extra motivation. But I just think the moment's going to be really tough for them, and I think their 2 cornerbacks are really weak. I think they're going to get exposed here. I'm going to go with a wrong team favorite, Oklahoma outright, 30-28, and I'm going to tell you, play half the wager on Oklahoma plus the 7, and another half on the money line plus 220.
Wow. Lee, all right. First Lee bomb of the day. Let's go.
Okay. Lee, Pittsburgh, my Pitt Panthers, taking on Youngstown State. Could be the first time since they've joined a conference, Pitt, to be 4-0 in their non-conference schedule. They're given 26 points tomorrow.
Wow. I mean, that come from behind win was crazy last week.
You like
that?
Yeah,
I mean, they look great. I mean, Holstein, this quarterback, is something special. He throws for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He runs for 59 yards. His receiver's spreading it around. Yeah. He's got 3 receivers he's getting the ball to. Reading defenses, special teams also playing at a high level here. And Youngstown State lost last week. That's right, lost to Duquesne 28-25. They've even lost to Villanova. So they've got some real problems here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Pit big here, 52-17.
Baltimore, now moving on to the NFL, Lee, a slight favorite on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what happens? They must have just relaxed. I mean, I had a friend tell me what happened. He turned the TV off and went to another game, but that's what can happen sometimes in the NFL if you relax. Give the Raiders credit, but I still think Baltimore's a really quality team. Now, I think they missed their defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, some, but Dallas has no running game. Ezekiel Elliott is their starting running back. Baltimore has rushed for at least 100 yards in 35 straight games. I think they need to give the ball more to Derrick Henry, and then once they've softened up teams, then use more play action. So we'll see what shakes here, but I think just the Dallas defense is also not the same here. So if they're able to run the football, it's going to be able to keep the heat off Lamar Jackson. Should be a fun game, but I like Baltimore, 27-23.
All right, Steelers are giving a point to the Chargers.
Yeah, and I just think that Fields is the right guy in this game here. I think that he's going to be able to make enough plays here. Pittsburgh knows what they're going to face. They're going to face a lot of runs here. Chargers have run the ball 59% of the time, highest in the NFL. J.K. Dobbins, probably an early candidate for comeback player of the year, leading the NFL in rushing. I just don't think the Chargers receivers down the field pose enough threat here to hurt Pittsburgh if they're forced to pass the ball enough. So I think Pittsburgh's defense is going to come up with a couple big plays, maybe even the special teams. Let's keep riding Pittsburgh, 21-16.
All right, Lee, you had a winning record last week, as you so often do. What's the free play this weekend, big guy?
Free play is going to be North Carolina and James Madison. North Carolina is laying 10 points. Is this going to be a blowout, or is this a trap line? First 10 callers get North Carolina and James Madison on me. 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741 to get that North Carolina James Madison game for free. And this is the weekend everyone's waiting for. It's a world's famous Baker's Dozen. Normally, got to be a monthly or season subscriber. You can come on board this weekend. It's 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, $97. And we've had some 12-1, 11-2, and 10-3 records on this promotion. I am so sure I'm going to produce a winning record, 7-6 or better, or you get next week's card for free. I'm also going to throw in baseball. We're on a 19-5 run in baseball.
Oh.
That's right. We had the Dodgers. Our play yesterday was the Dodgers. Team total over 4.5 runs. They smashed that. Ohtani had 10 RBIs. They won 20-5. You're going to get the baseball selections through Sunday for free. So you're going to get probably 32, 35 selections through Sunday, football and baseball for free. And we're guaranteeing we're going to produce a winning card or next week is free. How do you get the Baker's Dozen? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you are the man. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend. Be safe, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Lee.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com.
How about Ohtani yesterday, though?
I was just going to say, we're going to spend 99.9% of this final hour, as we should, on football. The play-by-play guy on the final home run from Ohtani said it's the best night in baseball history. And honestly, I mean, you go 6-for-6, 3 homers, drive in 10, 2 steals, and it pushes you over that 50-50 stolen base home run mark that nobody's ever done in the history of the game. It is the best night in baseball history,
man,
for a hitter. And he ain't even pitching. He's going to pitch next year.
Man.
It's unbelievable. He's the best player ever. I don't get caught prisoner of the moment. I kind of am, but he could pitch.
It's kind of hard not to argue.
Right?
Right? I mean, like, man.
If Ruth would have done both at the same time, there's the argument. but he didn't. And this guy's done both at the same time. And was that a, Callis, I don't know if you saw it, was that a position player pitching in the final at-bat to Shohei Ohtani? Because it was like a 68-mile-an-hour meatball that came in there.
I didn't watch.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your contribution. A lot of energy brought by you just there.
Fantastic.
Really good
stuff
by
Babe Ruth actually did, believe me, there were a couple times at the Yankees he did pitch and hit at the same time.
Did he do it for a full season? Get out of here. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran, last week we missed something. You were not here, and I cannot replicate odds and ends. As we break down Steelers v. Chargers, unlike nobody else. That's next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Schedule your heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Right now, it is time for odds and ends.
It sure is.
That means you can smell the football. It's right around the corner.
Yes. This is the fun time of the week. 9:20. We get after it. Callis, we're not going to include you today. I don't think you got it.
He doesn't have it.
You don't have
it. We're Broderick Jonesing him.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to sit you on the bench and we're going to give you another opportunity at some point in the season, but right now you got to figure some things out. This, that, you know what I'm saying. Justin Fields over under 157.5 passing yards. Crowley, what do you think he does? I know you've been teetering. We've been talking about it. I feel like they're going to open it up. This is the game that they break the dam, but they also could just run the football and do their normal things. What do you think?
I think it's a perfect line, as they often are. Against the Falcons, he had 156 yards. What'd you say the number was? 157?
And a half.
And a half. Against the Broncos, he had 117. He would have gone over in both games if not for the two penalties. If not for the hold on Broderick Jones on the rollout pass to George Pickens in the Broncos game. If not for the quote-unquote push-off against the Falcons. So I'm going to say they had got the refs in this week, Thor, and they're feeling good. They're going to clean some stuff up. Steelers, one of the least penalized teams in the NFL the last few seasons. I think he goes over that mark on Sunday.
Not only do I think he's going to go over that mark, I think he hits the 200 mark. I do. I think he throws for over 200 yards in the game on Sunday. This is the day in the game that he breaks out and the dam does break a little bit. Not insanely, but a little bit. A little bit better than what we've been seeing. Justin Herbert over under 183.5 passing yards.
Man, I think he might have to. I don't think they want him to do that. That hasn't been their MO through two games. I think he's been nursing that plantar fasciitis deal. Well, now he's got the ankle on top of it. I think they know that. I think they're going to stack the box. I think they're going to stop J.K. Dobbins. I think they're going to stop Gus Edwards. I think they're going to make him throw. So he's going over 200, but I don't think it's going to be pretty. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over, but I think it's less yards than Justin Fields. Ooh. I think it's around 192 he ends up having. Okay, Justin Fields over under 39.5 rushing yards.
I'd like to take the over on that too. I feel like he's close. to pop in a big one. He could do that on one play. We've seen that in Chicago. We've seen that athleticism. I think they're trying to have him rein it in right now because you don't need to take risks to win these football games, at least the first two. You might need to push the envelope a little bit more in this one. And I think the way he does that is mostly with his legs. Bingo, bango, over.
I think he uses his legs like he always does, but it's going to be under. I'm going to go around 29, 30 yards rushing for Justin Fields. Najee Harris over under 53.5 rushing yards. That's...
That defense is good, but also they play Carolina last week. This is a different animal. We know that the Steelers are going to be committed to the run even if it doesn't work. Case in point, against the Falcons, he had 3.5 yards per carry. They handed it to him 20 times. Last week, 17 for 69, 4.1. It's not going to be pretty, but they're going to give him the ball enough that he absolutely goes over 53.5.
I'm with you. He goes over. He hits that over mark. J.K. Dobbins is the same. J.K. Dobbins over under is 53.5.
Really?
The same exact number.
J.K. Dobbins, who's averaging 9.9 yards per carry. Gonna guess that comes down this week. I'm gonna go slightly over on him. I think the Steelers will corral him, but I think early on they'll be trying to keep that running game going. I don't think it'll be the second half till Justin Herbert has to open it up, so I'll go over.
I'm going to go over, too. I feel like it's going to be like a Bijan-type game. I think Bijan had like 67 yards maybe rushing. It'll be around 60 yards for, excuse me, J.K. Dobbins. Jaylen Warren over under 25.5 rushing yards.
I think he goes over, too. I think we saw the burst a little bit last week. He still doesn't look quite right to me. I think he's perfect for this offense, though, man. Like... a one-cut, get-up-there-and-go kind of guy. The offensive line should be in a little bit more of a rhythm. Yeah, I think he goes. I think the Steelers have a nice running day again.
I'm going to go slightly under. I think it's around 21 yards for Jaylen Warren. George Pickens over under 49.5 receiving yards.
I can't believe how bullish I am on the Steelers' offense in this one.
I know.
After they scored one touchdown.
I've swayed you.
You have. I do think it looks more like the first half against Denver than it does the second half against Denver. I also think Pickens is about to explode for a big game. When we talk about the dam breaking for the offense overall, I don't know, but the dam sure as heck is close to breaking for that guy. With two big-time catches in these last two games, neither of them counted. He'll have one or two that counts in this one. Over.
200 yards passing for me. For Justin Fields, and it has to go through George Pickens, so I am going over 49.5. Pat Freiermuth over under 24.5 receiving yards.
I'm at the point now where I really need to see it before I can go over, so I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say he goes over because that hits the round of 200. I mean, how is he going to get to 200 in my mind? It has to go through those two guys, so I'm going to go over there. Jaylen Warren over under 15.5 receiving yards.
I like that. Over, maybe on three or four catches, not a high volume, but yeah, I think he'll go over. You don't have anybody else to throw the ball
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
You got Pickens and Freiermuth in your case.
Yeah, in my mind, you got to go over because I think that they're going to break a little bit. George Pickens over under 3.5 receiving or receptions.
Oh, over, absolutely over. Given that Van Jefferson has 3 in 2 games, you got to throw it to somebody. And I think they're going to play George Pickens different than the last two guys. I think they might double him more. But Arthur Smith's been up to the task moving him around. Yeah, he's going to have over 3.5 catches. He's going to do that in the first half, Doran.
Yep, I'm with you. Over 3.5. Van Jefferson over under 1.5 catches.
I mean, 3 catches, 15 yards in 2 games. Under. And if he goes over, he'll get 2.
Right.
But I'm going under.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go over. I think that they're going to make it a point to maybe try to get him the ball, but it's not going to be anything significant. Will the Steelers score on the first offensive drive, score a touchdown?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
72-yard Boswell bomb.
72-yard.
All-time NFL record.
I'm going to go, yes, they do. TJ Watt over under 1.5 sacks.
Joe Alt. I think he's up to the task-ish. He'll get 1 sack, TJ will. But he'll stop the run in this game, which is obviously important.
I think that Justin Herbert's mobility is in huge question.
It's true.
And I think TJ Watt wins his matchup more than he doesn't. So I'm going to go, he has 2 sacks. I think he's going to get Herbert to the ground.
Real quick, I hope that they say, this Joe Alt, we believe in him. You go out there, you figure it out.
Let him do it himself.
Mm-hmm. You just go out there, you take it. We don't have to, we don't need to chip you, no tight end, no Joe, you got this.
Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack, will he have a sack?
Yes.
Yes. Joey Bosa, will he have a sack?
Yeah, I think this is where the Steelers tackles have their first true adversity of the season. You know, Feltano's second career start. Dan Moore Jr., we've kind of been waiting for that shoe to drop. I think it drops this week, yeah.
Yep, with you. They both have a sack in the game. Will we see Broderick Jones at all?
No. No, we will not. I'm not going to predict injury. I don't think they're going to get him in there if everyone's healthy.
Right.
Like, and I said earlier this week, easy for me to say, that I wouldn't mind them using him as like tackle eligible. You got Darnell Washington. Plus, he's your swing tackle. You play him for four snaps and he busts up his leg. Now you're in big trouble. So I don't think so.
I'm with you there too. Don't think we see Broderick. Okay, last one. Will Justin Fields throw a touchdown?
Doran, what did Steve Young say? Get the monkey off his back? He gets the monkey off his back this week, baby. He throws a touchdown pass.
To who?
Pickens.
All right.
35-yard touchdown.
Oh, I like it.
Specific.
I like it. I'm going to think. Let me think. I think Van Jefferson has a touchdown. How about that?
He could have that Bettis line. Remember when Bettis had five carries, like negative 1 yards, three touchdowns?
Yep.
Van Jefferson, one catch, 2 yards, touchdown.
Bang. There it is.
Let's go.
Odds and ends. Week three.
Got a text here right now. Really missed Doran's over-under segment last week. I agree. Would have been probably a lot of unders.
A lot.
A lot of unders. When we wrap up the show, we've got Sunday's game balls on Friday. Couple players that we think are going to make an impact on this game, maybe guys we haven't mentioned. There's a man who I think will make a big impact on this game that will not step foot in between the white lines, Dorn. I'll tell you who that is when we come back. We'll see if you agree. And then I want to ask you a Justin Fields question again. Spend a little bit more time on it. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Viral clip yesterday, if you watched the game on Amazon or you listen to it on your Odyssey app, was Robert Saleh, the head coach of the New York Jets, trying to hug Aaron Rodgers coming off a scoring drive, and Rodgers shoved him away. It's so weird, man.
I wonder what they were saying.
The lip readers out there that responded to the tweet said that he said, that Rodgers said, too early. Like that what? That Saleh was too excited too early in the game? I don't know. It was weird looking, though. It looked like there was beef between the guys. But I don't know that there is, but it was a weird look, and some would argue a bad look.
Yeah, then he like stared him down, like a side eyed him. Yeah. When he walked away, he was like, this guy.
You like Robert Saleh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know as a head coach, but yeah. I mean, I've been around him in Houston.
Yeah.
He was like a quality control guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how he is as a head coach, but he's a good guy.
I don't think that I can really take much from his tenure with New York just yet. Like, you invited all kind of drama in last year with Rodgers. Rodgers gets hurt. Then Rodgers basically promises a comeback. And it just, the whole thing was wacky. And you had Zach Wilson. I'll evaluate him on this year. Yep. And they're 2-1. And their defense looked really good last night. And Drake May got his first taste of NFL action. And, oh, man, did you see the wallop he took?
Oh,
welcome to the NFL, young buck.
Tough.
Speaking of two other young bucks, how about C.J. Stroud going to Caleb Williams after that game last week? And Caleb Williams, he gave him nothing.
Right.
Like, Stroud was basically like, and I'm paraphrasing here, don't take that many big hits. Like, you got to know when to hold him, and you got to know when to fold him. And Caleb Williams looked like he didn't want anything to do with it.
I'm good, bro.
I'm good.
Listen, I'm not nervous at all. Like, I don't need you to tell me anything. I'm good.
He does have the least quarterbacky voice I've ever heard, if that makes sense. Like, when they got the pair of mics down on the field, like, he'd be like, oh, blue 42. Like, kind of like Polamalu.
Right, yeah.
Like Troy.
Soft spoken.
Yeah, soft spoken. That's right. All right, there is a guy that I think is going to have a big impact on this game that is not going to step between the white lines, and that is offensive coordinator Greg Roman, Doran, who we had a Baltimore Ravens expert on a couple of years ago, who was Vinny Serrato, former NFL GM, who said he thinks Greg Roman is the best schemer, the best run game schemer he's ever seen. And Vinny's been around. Vinny's seen a lot. But what he said was he thinks the pass concepts that he runs are rudimentary. Like, he doesn't work to get guys open. Great in the run game, not so much with the wide receivers. The Steelers have had success against Greg Roman-coordinated offenses. Now, obviously, it looks different with a non-mobile Justin Herbert versus the most mobile guy in the league in Lamar Jackson. Name escaped me for a second there. I think the Steelers know what they're going to be getting in the run game there. And if ever there was a team that needed to work to scheme receivers open, it's this Chargers with maybe the worst wide receiver room in the NFL.
Right.
So I think the Steelers' defense is really going to play well on Sunday. And I think they're the best in the league. And I don't think that the Chargers are in a great spot with the injury to Herbert to really test these guys, honestly.
Big game by Cam.
I'd like to see some counting stats for Cam.
Yeah.
I think Patrick Queen pops in this game, too. It's going to be a run-stopping game, at least early on. That's what they want to do. I don't think he's been bad, but he hasn't really exploded off the film, if you will, Dorn.
Yep.
I think this could be the game where you look up and you go, oh, wow, 9 tackles, 1.5 TFL, something like that for Patrick Queen.
I agree. Yep.
Now, the Justin Fields question I asked earlier on in the show, I wanted to revisit it for a second here because there's one point I wanted to make that I didn't. And the question was, does it really matter what Justin Fields does so long as they win? Like, are you going to bench a guy who's 3-0 if Russ Wilson comes back? Are you going to bench a guy who's 4-0? I wonder if it even goes beyond that. Like, if you're 4-1 when and if Russell Wilson's healthy, would you bench Justin Fields after one loss? Like, I feel like I'd almost need to see two. Like, I think if he wins this game, you might buy yourself an extra game is what I'm getting at.
I think you just really have to see how it looks. Like, how did the loss look? How did the wins look? And does that fit with what you are portraying towards him? Is that what, is he doing the things that you want him to do? Or is he going outside of the structure of your offense and losing games? Or is he going outside and winning games, but also staying somewhat in the structure? I think it's probably on a look basis with Justin Fields. Like, how did we lose this game? Did we lose it because of you? If we did, then it's time to go. If we lost it because of other things, then maybe you can get another week. But it's hard to turn your back on somebody that's winning.
Right. So you go 4-0, and I don't think he's going to play, Russ is, until after next week. Like, that's what Ray Fittipaldi made it sound like yesterday. I had heard that the injury was worse than even reported. So if you're 4-0, but then you go out in game 5 and throw 3 picks or something like that, yeah, I guess that would change the conversation. But, you know, I'm not sure beyond something extreme like that, that it's about anything other than wins and losses. That's how this team's viewing it. If it was about development in addition to wins and losses, Broderick Jones would be starting at left tackle this week. But he ain't. All right, we got Sunday's game balls on a Friday. Who are a couple of players that we're singling out that are going to have an impact on this game? And we will give our predictions for the Steelers and the Pitt Panthers when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That read always feels real good about 9:50 on a Friday, Doran.
Yes, sir.
Pitt with a matchup tomorrow against Youngstown State, a team that lost to Duquesne. Does Pitt win by more than 26.5?
Yes.
Yarnell going to get some playing time, I would think, in this one.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you the defense looks really, really good, too.
Very fast.
As they should. They are fast. They're young. I think the defense for Pitt, we're going to get into the Steelers in a second here, obviously. I think the defense for Pitt, by the end of the year, you're going to be going, yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. And that's what had me bullish on them before the season. That what I said before the year was, boy, when will the offense get up to speed? Because you know Narduzzi's going to figure out the defense. Well, the offense pretty good. At some point, Pat will figure out that defense.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. They're going to get pressure. They're going to stop the run. They're going to do all the things they're known for.
Does West Virginia win?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think. And 1-3 to start the season going into the fall. I'm going to have a miserable fall.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Penn State win by 40?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I think they're ticked off for greatness, too. They didn't like the way they played a couple of weeks ago.
Bowling Green.
Yeah. And Kent State, dude.
Oh, man.
What have they done to themselves? Pitt, Tennessee, lose to St. Francis. Now, Penn State, get that bag. Get that money. That's what it's all about. Man. All right. Now for some game balls. Guys that we think will get game balls and that we'll be talking about on Monday. I got two for the Steelers. And one's a game ball, one's not. I'm breaking my own rule here. I think Patrick Queen's going to have his best game so far as a Steeler. I think he's going to load up the stat sheet. They're going to try to stop the run, obviously, because the Chargers are going to be running the ball. I think he has his best game. I think we're going to be talking about the tackles on Monday. I think this will be their first step back. I think we're going to be talking about Dan Moore, maybe with a penalty or two. I think we're going to be talking about Troy Fautanu, baptism by fire, when you got Bosa and Mack on the edge. But I do think ultimately, Doran, well, I'll give my Steelers prediction in a second. You got anybody you're paying attention to?
Well, I'm going to go opposite with you about the tackles. I think Dan Moore's going to get a game ball. I think he's going to go out there, and he's been getting better and better every game. I think he locks down, I don't know what side each guy's on, either Bosa or Mack. Probably Bosa.
They do move him, too.
They move him. So he's going to lock down that side. So I think he gets a game ball. And I'm going to go a little bit opposite of you. You say Patrick Queen is going to get game ball. I'm going to go Landon Roberts. Landon Roberts, this is a prime game
for
him. Running the football, downhill linebacker. I think that he shows up big time on the stat sheet. So those are two game balls. What's your prediction for the game?
You got me thinking. I've been on the under all week long. But I could still see it being a fairly low-scoring game that hits the over. So I'm going 19. I can't. I'm going 20-17. The Steelers win. They go slightly over. Do you see what I did there? I did a bad math on the fly. This is what happened there.
That's funny because I was going to go 21-17.
21-17.
Yep. 21-17.
I can't tell you how annoyed I am and how smart I think you are for picking a Landon Roberts. I've been following that Queen story. Like, oh, he's been that good. Okay. And I know he's better than what he's shown. So I want to go with Queen. But, dude, you're so right. This is the Landon Roberts game.
Yep.
Come downhill, blow dudes up. They don't want to throw the ball a lot. They can't throw the ball. Quarterback can't move. They're going to run it. Try to run it 50 times in this game. And Landon Roberts is built for that task.
Yes, he is.
I don't think this is a huge Peyton Wilson game. Like, I mean, how much nickel are you really going to play? Not to get like too in the weeds on it, but, you know, pass happy teams, like you play Cincinnati, they're going to have three receivers on the field a lot. Yeah. But a game like this, you're right, man. It just has a Landon Roberts all over it. And I'd like to see the Steelers not only run it a lot, now flipping it back over to the other side. They've done that. They've been effective. Time to be good. Time to be good running the ball.
Yeah.
Like get that yards per carry number up because they're going to stay committed to it. They haven't really broken out yet. And if you keep running your head into that dam, as Arthur Smith has said, eventually that thing's going to come crashing down.
Did we see Roman Wilson?
I don't think he's going to play. I'd like to see him play. I think if he's healthy enough to play, you play him. What do you have to lose? But I don't think he's going to play. Do you think he's going to play?
I don't think so either.
I think so.
One more week.
He's healthy enough to have finally been back full at practice. I bet you they want at least another full week of practice before he plays. Can't wait to talk about it with you on Monday, Doran. I got a wedding to go to for my sister-in-law, one of my very good friends, tomorrow.
Have fun.
So, Pat and Emily, congratulations. Callis, I hope you feel better. I hope you go out to the bar and you meet some nice, lovely young ladies. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 84, low of 59. And let me tell you something. You need a new roof? Well, guess what? You got to call the pickle. Are you in a pickle not knowing who to call? Well, again, you call the pickle. It's the obvious choice at 724-515-5551 with Gherkin Roofing. Gherkin Roofing has hundreds of five-star Google reviews. They're a platinum certified contractor with Atlas Shingles, plus all their new roof installs come with a 50-year non-prorated warranty backed by Atlas Shingles and a lifetime Scotchguard guarantee against black streaks. Don't wait. Call the pickle today, 724-515-5551 or callthepickle.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Do you work or study in the professional beauty industry? Get ready to be part of the most exciting industry event in Ohio. Premier Columbus, returning September 29th and 30th. Choose from hundreds of educational classes and connect with top professional brands in hair, barber, nails, and skincare. Plus, exclusive deals on products and tools. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, you won't want to miss Premier Columbus this year. Professional passes only $80 and students $60. Prices will go up at the show. Purchase your ticket and learn more at premiershows.com.